Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He's with us now, as a matter of fact. Saquon Mike Francesa on The Fan. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, what's up? How you doing, man?
Good. I'm doing well. Congratulations on a productive day yesterday at the office.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Was yesterday in your mind, was that your most complete game? Was that your best game?
I would think, yeah, in the run game, I would say definitely in the run game. Not just because of the numbers or probably I think is the most yards I rushed for in my rookie year so far. Just the way that we were productive in the run game all day. I think we only had like one or two negative runs. I could be wrong there, but
I think only one. I think one. Yeah.
So we were playing above the chains the whole game, and the run game kind of dictated the whole outcome of the game of just setting up the pass, play action, keeping the play clock going, and time of possession. So I would say definitely the run game has been my. Been my and off the line and the team the whole best game.
You know, they asked you to do a lot this year. They asked you to be a big part of every part of the offense. They asked you to run the ball. They asked you to catch the ball. They asked you to be there to pick up blitzes, play a lot of downs, be in on a lot of plays. That's a lot to ask for a rookie. Even one is highly, with your resume. What has been the toughest part of handling that through 11 weeks?
You know, the toughest part was, you know, for me, just continue to keep staying to who you are, continue to just keep fighting through adversity. You know, this team has been through a lot of adversity, and a lot of people, you know, a lot of teams would have quit and gave up. And I'm speaking only as myself, speaking as a team and as a whole. We've been able to stay together and continue to believe in each other and continue to fight with each other. I would say, you know, obviously that's just a tough thing to do, even outside of just football, just in life in general. And that's something that we have been able to do.
Have you amended anything? Have you changed anything about the way you go about running the football since the year started? Has anything changed? Have you changed any part of your game?
No, not really. Only thing really yesterday was a difference that I kind of tried this week would be just my tempo through the pace, my tempo through the mesh. Meaning the speed throughout the handoff, through the handoff with Eli. I quickened my first step up a little bit for this week. Coach wanted me to, I guess you say, get the dirty runs, the 3 and 4 and 5 yard runs. Right. And so I kind of took more of that mindset. But it comes with the pace of the game, the type of team you're playing, the type of defenders you're going against. And for this week, that pace and with the help of the offensive line and the play calling really helped us a lot in the run game.
27 carries yesterday is a lot. That's a day's work, 27 carries.
You don't even know you got 27 carries. A lot of people ask me, is my body sore and banged up? You know, you're just sore from the game itself. That's just National Football League. That's even in college, like you're sore in college. That's just football in general. You're running into 300-pound defensive linemen and 250-pound linebackers. So, but the workload was, it wasn't crazy in my mind. Didn't even know I had 27 carries. until, you know, after the game and everyone telling me that. But, you know, you got to do whatever it takes to win a game, whether it's 30 carries or if it's 4 carries, whatever it takes.
We're talking with Saquon Barkley, obviously, after the Giants win yesterday, 2 straight wins as they get ready to go to Philly. You've played 10 games, so you're not a rookie anymore. You've played through a full season, the equivalent of a college season almost already. So now you've got a year under your belt. Has it been different than you thought it would be as far as making the transition from college? Has it been what you expected?
No, I mean, it's been what I expected. You know, you're going against, you know, NFL defensives, just smart players over there, you know, gap sound, you know, that's a real big difference in college. You know, I think there's a lot of mistakes that happens in college,
right,
that happens way often than it does in NFL. And when you get that opportunity, when a defense makes that mistake, you have to make them pay. But
a lot more gap integrity in the pros.
Yes, definitely, yeah. definitely. But you know, it's been everything I thought. You know, we got 2 wins in a row. I wake up every morning. I'm a New York Giant. I'm an NFL player. It's been a dream of mine since I was a little kid. So there's nothing I really can complain about.
Heck, you're not an NFL player. You're an NFL star already. I mean, so how about that? I mean, in your first season, that's all you can ask for, right?
You know, you don't really ask for the stardom, but it's you play at a high level, that kind of comes, you know, just with the territory. And you know, I'm more than aware of that, but at the same time, just stay who I am, stay 2-6 from college, just head down, ready to work, and trying to continue to get better every day.
I was teasing Eli, who comes up before you, Saquon, every Monday at 5, and I said, hey, you got to work on that one pass because, you know, otherwise it would have been 18 for 18. You almost pulled it in, you know. He got it over the wrong shoulder, but you almost made a circus catch for him.
He put the ball where he needed to be. I got to make that play for him.
No, that would have been a tough catch. Let's be fair. That would have been a tough catch.
It eats me up knowing that
you almost had it.
Day. Yeah, he could have had a perfect day, and then that play right there, you know, stopped him from that. And I don't know if he ever did that in his career, so that definitely would have been a pretty cool accomplishment. So, but we talked about that route. It's a combination of both of us. And, you know, that's something that we practice a lot, and we got to continue to get better at.
2 wins in a row. Can you sense the difference in the team? Can you sense a little bounce in everybody's step now that you won a couple of games?
Yeah. You know, I don't think I sense a bounce in everyone's step, in my opinion, is not the right word. You know, it just, because we always had that bounce. We always had that. When I was saying earlier, like, we're staying together. Like, you know, a lot of teams, when they get in a situation like that where their season's not going where they want it to be, some people fold. And that's something that we haven't done. We come to work every single day. Everyone got smiles on their face. We compete at practice. We're still trying to get better every single day. So, you know, now just the fact that it's all coming together in the last 2 weeks, we've been close a lot early in the season. We just couldn't find a way to finish the games and execute. And that's what we have been able to do these last 2 games. And you know, so we know that mindset. We got to continue to work, continue to believe in each other, play for each other, and the rest will take care of itself.
You know, I was talking with Saquon Barkley, of course, after the Giant win yesterday. This time of year, hit Thanksgiving week, you in college, you're done, except maybe for the bowl game. You got a month for that. Now you got another 6 games in the pros. They always talk about rookies hitting a wall. Any thoughts about that? Do you have any worries about that?
Personally, I don't really have worries about a rookie wall because I believe, you know, the rookie wall is something that's just in your mind, that's kind of made up. I am aware of the wear and tear and the grind of the season, and that's just going to happen no matter what at the position I play. So
do you feel that right now?
No. I wouldn't say that. I think personally, I've been doing a really good job of surrounding myself with a good team outside of the facility, but also with the help inside the facility of taking care of my body. And, you know, I got to continue to get better at the routine and continue to do the little things right, so I can come out and be 100% for the game that week. And 100% is, you know, really not the right word to use, because no one at this time can say they're fully 100%.
No, everyone's a little banged up, that's for sure.
Everyone's a little banged up. Everyone's a little sore. Like I said, that's just the nature of the game. So I don't believe a rookie wall is going to come. It's not that I don't believe it's going to come. I know it's not going to come, just the way my mindset is. But I am aware that the season is a long season, and we still got six games left.
You know, yesterday they showed a picture of you and Barry Sanders, and they about you meeting him, and then they said that was your guy growing up. So that you were a big Barry Sanders fan, huh?
Yeah, Barry Sanders was, you know, I have to say, probably not probably my all time favorite running back, favorite football player of all time. You know, just the way he's able to cut, make people miss. You know, you're never going to see nothing like that ever again. And he was just a different type of player. And, you know, just respect and admire his game and also the way he handled himself off the field. And
very quiet guy. For the most part, a pretty quiet guy his whole career. You know, great player. Yeah. Very quiet off the field.
Yeah.
Really was. I don't sense you being as quiet as he was, though. I think you're a little more outgoing than he was.
I don't know him personally enough to say he wasn't outgoing, but from what I've heard, I mean, we definitely have two different personalities and the way that we approach things. But like I said, you could learn a lot from him. I remember I watched his football life multiple times, so I know a lot about Barry Sanders from that. But you know, you can learn a lot from him, like how he scores. You know, he gives the ball to the ref, how he's always praising his teammates. He's videos and pouring water for his offensive linemen. Like, those are stuff that you can take, you can watch and take and add it to, you know, just your game and try to be the ultimate teammate. And, you know, hopefully one day you can play at a level he played.
Well, you know what? Those are nice qualities to follow. How do you like dealing with everything in this town? How about, you know, being a first-year star, being a new face in New York City and, you know, going out and about? How's it been for you? How's the year been as far as the stuff away from the field?
You know, it's been really good. It's been really good. A lot of people have taken, I guess you could say, people have noticed me more, I guess, ever since I became a Giant or ever since I started playing, or people recognize my face. But, you know, people come up, ask for pictures or autographs. And, you know, I just try to be nice and put a smile on my face, because you never know what that person's going through or if that moment can make an impact on their day or their life. So it's been pretty fun. Like I said, I wake up every single day and I get to put on a Giants uniform and play in the NFL, which I know there's so many kids that dream to be in that position. So.
Well, listen, keep up the good work. Congratulations on a great day yesterday. You've really had a terrific season. Hopefully you guys will run the table. You know what? Two down and six to go. So, hey, why not? Right? Next up, Philadelphia.
Exactly. One at a time. Thank you, man.
Thank you very much, Saquon. Saquon Barkley, we go from that to this news that the Yankees have traded for James Paxton. We don't know yet the entire deal. We do know that Justice Sheffield is part of the package. This has been reported in multiple places already, so I don't have the whole deal yet. James Paxton has been traded to the Yankees. The package includes Sheffield. I don't have the entire package yet. We're waiting on it. So the Yankees, you knew they would make multiple moves as far as the pitching goes. There's one guy down. They get Paxton. Again, a package. Don't have the particulars yet. The whole thing, we're waiting on it. Should have it right after this. So the Yankees fire their first salvo of December and bring in a new hurler. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.